بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. Before Allah Ta'ala send us in this world in alam alast, that is where all our souls were gathered, every one soul is kept in that one place, and there Allah presented himself to all the souls of all human and jinn that were going to come in the world till the day of Qiyamah. How Allah Ta'ala is, Allah Ta'ala knows, but he presented himself and he asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Rabb, your nourisher, your sustainer, your creator, the one that you will be returning to. There was nothing of dunya, not our shops, not our professions, not our work, nothing. And we saw clearly that Allah alone is the one who nourishes us, sustains us, and he needs nothing whatsoever to nourish, sustain us, and to see to all our needs. When we are in difficulties, hardships, illnesses, etc., Allah alone is there to see to us. Everyone replied in one voice, Bala, undoubtedly, O Allah, you are our Rabb. So it is that same lesson which we were taught, that now in this world we have to now prove it with all the temptations around us. We will have our sources of income, we will have illnesses, we will have difficulties and hardships. But in all this to realize the oneness of Allah, that He alone is the doer. So now this is really a place of an exam in this world. It isn't a place of tomfoolery, of making jokes, passing our time and just passing our days, but we are sitting in an exam room now. And yeah, how we will pass depends what our life will be in the year after. So Allah Ta'ala, when the Kuffar of Makkah or the Yahud Alim, Sa'd ibn Ahbar, whoever it was, asked, who is Allah Ta'ala? And in some narration, what is the lineage of Allah Ta'ala? That is, from who was Allah born? Na'uzu billah. Who are the children of Allah? Who is the family of Allah? Na'uzu billah. They ask, who is Allah? What are his details? So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala revealed the surah and said, Qul, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you announce and say to them. And in this way you introduce me to them. It's also narrated that Allah loves those people who introduce others to Allah, and who connect people to Allah, who make them come to know who Allah is. Allah loves those people. And the beginning of a person's ibadat, etc., is first the marifat, the recognition of Allah, to know who Allah Ta'ala is. One is, we in our minds make up a picture, an imagination of Allah. And many times we say also, Allah can't be like this, Allah can't be like that, Allah will never do this. This is all our own perception. That is not going to count. Who Allah is, that is what we have to understand and believe in Allah as He is, not as we think Allah Ta'ala is. So Allah Ta'ala says here, to keep wa Allah ek hai. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce and says that He, Allah, is one. He is only one. He's got no family whatsoever. He isn't born from anyone, and he doesn't give birth to anyone. He has got no partners whatsoever. Neither is Isa alayhi salam his partner, neither is his mother Mary, Maryam alayhi salam, his partner. Allah Ta'ala is one, and that is what we have to understand, and we have to get into us also. And the value of a person's ibadat is also according to the strength of his iman. How much we have got iman in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that will be the value of our namaz. And also, if this realization comes into us, then in our namaz, etc., we will concentrate on Allah Ta'ala. and we will realize His oneness, and He is the one who does everything. Everything is solely and only in the hands of Allah. The surah is not only to be read like that, it is a great reward in it, are definitely there. And with that great reward, we have to, and we, most of us must be repeating the surah many times. So the reality of the surah also we should try and work towards. We might just take it for granted that it is Surah Ikhlas, it is Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Every little child also knows the surah, but really the essence of it, that Allah is ending His Quran on this, and after introducing Himself right through in the whole Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala said Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that Allah, all praise is only for Allah, who is Lord of the universe, creator, nourisher, sustainer. Where Allah said Allahu la ilaha illa hu, that Allah is the one and only. Where Allah Ta'ala said Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, He is the one and only. And now at the end also, that oneness of Allah Ta'ala. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who believed in Allah and did not associate partners with Allah, that person will be forgiven on the day of Qiyamah. So we have to be very careful that anywhere along the line we don't associate any partners to Allah Ta'ala. Either like the Christians, Jews, Hindus, etc., who openly, the Hindus believe in millions of gods with Allah Ta'ala. They also believe in Allah, but they believe in millions of gods besides Him. So a person who is free of all that, even in our niyat we are free. So that is the value of that. That is the great unique difference of Islam, the only deen that teaches the true tawheed and oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And we must not now bring any type of shirk into this year. It also comes in the hadith that there will be 70,000 people on the day of Qiyamah who will enter straight into Jannah without hisab kitab. They are those people who did not associate partners with Allah, who did not make ta'weez, ruqiyah, etc. They trusted only on Allah. The ulama explained that those ta'weez, etc., which are permissible, that is permissible and it's excluded from here. And the other wrong types of ta'weez, where they shirk in the ta'weez, etc., that is forbidden. Other ulama say it is those people who didn't even make permissible ta'weez, who only believes directly into Allah, the oneness and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. So that belief is very important, and nobody can even exhaust the subject matter of the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But just as a little bit, we should try and understand and bring only the Tawheed. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Samad. Allah be niyaz hai. Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. As-Samad alladhi la yahtaju ila ahad. He is that being that is not in need of anyone and anything. He doesn't need any farishta, he doesn't need any nabi, no one. Allah alone is the doer. Wa yahtaju ilayhi kullu ahad. And everyone is dependent on Allah. Nothing can happen or nothing can exist, come into existence without the will of Allah Ta'ala. Each one of us, at this very moment, every part of our body, we are totally dependent on Allah. It can be a cardiologist who has made so many heart operations, but his own heart is also only in the control of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody else, it's not in his control, not in anyone else. So Allah is that great being. And the more we have this yaqeen and the belief and understanding of the surah, and when we read the surah and make our ibadat, so much more will our namaz and our ibadat be valuable. And if it is just a customary thing, like a parrot, that also is valuable. But that is far from what this is. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and the samadiyyah. That Allah Ta'ala is totally independent and we are totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala. We can't move a finger, we can't move our lips or tongue without the will of Allah Ta'ala. We are totally in need of Allah Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities and will bring them into our lives. And at the time of morn, may this true yaqeen and true belief be in our hearts.